Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode 110, and specifically, it's a new episode type I decided to call Trivia Time, and this episode will focus on random facts. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. And if you're interested in winning a Sleep Whispers t-shirt, accessing old episodes, bonus episodes, some videos and photos, then feel free to take a peek at my website, sleepwhispers.com. Alright, so what is this new episode type all about? Well, I guess it's probably obvious. Trivia Time is going to be about me asking you trivia questions, and then you can try to answer. And then I'll share the answers. I like this idea. I don't know if it's a good one yet, but I do like this idea for several reasons. Here's the first reason. This new episode type is for when you can't fall asleep because your mind is too focused on something stressful from earlier in the day. Or maybe it's something stressful that's in the near future. So these trivia questions are meant to grab and distract your stressed brain away from those thoughts and center them on answering the trivia questions. I hope. The second reason I like these new episodes is I think they'll be enjoyable to listen to more than once. So maybe you listen the very first time to see what you know, and then you can re-listen several times again to see how much you can remember, which also kind of ties back into the first reason. So it's just another way to engage your brain and distract it from other stressful thoughts which might be keeping you awake. The third and final reason is that each episode will follow a rhythmic pattern. I'll be asking you a question and then sharing the answer. And I think that type of pattern and predictability is more relaxing to your brain some of my helter-skelter chit-chat. Here's the format that I'll be using for this episode and probably something similar to the next Trivia Time episodes. There will be 25 trivia questions in this episode. I'll let you know which number question I am on, so you can easily find your place again in case you fall asleep in the middle, which of course I hope you do. I'll read each question twice, and then I'll pause to give you some time to think about the answer, and then I'll share the answer. And if you're wearing headphones, then you should hear the questions shifted a little bit to your right ear, and the answers should be shifted a little bit to your left ear. Right, this is sort of an experiment because I don't know if you are going to like this new type of episode. And you know that I'm very responsive to feedback. And when you don't like something, I change it, or I just stop doing it. So, if you don't like this, let me know. If you do, then also let me know, because then I'll know to keep doing more Trivia Time in the future. And you can send your feedback to my email, sleepwhispers@gmail.com. Or if you want, you can fill out the survey, which is linked in this episode and on my website. It's my normal survey, but I've added a new question there about this new type of episode. All right. Let's get to it. The following facts are from the website greatfacts.com, and I don't know if these facts are technically true or not. So if you hear something that you think is incorrect, then just send me an email and I'll share the correct information on a future episode, because I don't want you learning false information. All right, here is your first Trivia Time question. In 2002, the most popular boat name in the United States was what? In 2002, the most popular boat name in the United States was what? The most popular boat name in the United States in 2002 was Liberty. Question number two. One out of how many people have an extra rib. One out of how many people have an extra rib? One out of 20 people have an extra rib. Question number 3. What percent of kids watch television before they go to sleep? What percent of kids watch television before they go to sleep? Percent of kids watch television before they go to sleep. Question number 4. In 1865, what organization in the United States was first established for the specific purpose to combat the counterfeiting of money? In 1865, what organization in the United States was first established for the specific purpose combat the counterfeiting of money? The United States Secret Service was first established to combat counterfeit money. Question number 5. What is the only city in the world located on two continents? What is the only city in the world located on two continents? Istanbul in Turkey is the only city in the world located on two continents. Question number 6. In 1967, what was invented by Canadian Ivan Graham Ferguson to premiere at Expo 67? And your hint is that it has to do with movie production. In 1967, what was invented by Canadian Ivan Graham Ferguson to premiere at Expo 67. The IMAX film system premiered at Expo 67. Question number 7. Approximately what percent of the United States paper currency in circulation was counterfeit by the end of the Civil War? what percent of the US paper currency in circulation was counterfeit by the end of the Civil War? About 40% of the US paper money in circulation was counterfeit by the end of the Civil War. Question number 8. Every 3 days, what part of the human body gets a new lining? Every 3 days, what part of the human body gets a new lining? Every 3 days, the human stomach gets a new lining. Question number 9. In 1873, Colgate made a toothpaste that was available in what type of container? And your hint here is that it was not a squeezable tube. In 1873, Colgate made a toothpaste that was available in what type of container? In 1873, Colgate made a toothpaste that was available in a jar. Question number 10. What type of bear, which is native to Alaska, is the largest bear and can measure up to 8 feet and weigh as much as 1,700 pounds? What bear, which is native to Alaska, is the largest bear and can measure up to 8 feet and weigh as much as 1,700 pounds? The largest bear, which is native to Alaska, is the Kodiak bear. Question number 11. Who are the three best known Western individuals in China? So what this question is asking is name three people that people in China responded the most frequently with when asked, name some Western names. And your hint is that one of these names is more internationally known, and the two other names are more specific to the United States. the three best known Western names in China. The three individuals are Jesus Christ, Richard Nixon, and Elvis Presley. Question number 12. Where is the home of Olympus Mons, the largest known volcano in our solar system? Where is the home of Olympus Mons, the largest known volcano in our solar system? The home of Olympus Mons is on Mars. Question number 13. More people are killed by donkeys or plane crashes. More people are killed by donkeys or plane crashes. More people are killed by donkeys Question number 14. The second best selling game of all time is what? The second best selling game of all time is what? And your hint is that it is a Swahili word, which means to build. The second best selling game of all time is Jenga. Question number 15. What fictional character is known as Ration Cody in Scotland, Zezola in Italy, and Yashuin in China? What fictional character is known as Ration Cody in Scotland, Zezola in Italy, and Yashuin in China? Cinderella is known by all those other names in those other countries. Question number 16. What what name for an individual never existed until it was created for the book Peter Pan? What name for an individual never existed until it was created for the book Peter Pan? The name Wendy was made up for the book Peter Pan. Question number 17. The fur of the binturong, also known as the Asian bear cat, smells like what? And the scent is believed to come from a gland located near the tail. The fur of the binturong, also known as the Asian bear cat, smells like what? The fur of the binturong, or Asian bear cat, smells like popcorn. Question number 18. In 1894, the first big sign for this famous product was found on the side of a building located in Cartersville, Georgia, and still exists today. In 1894, the first big sign for this famous product was found on the side of a building located in Cartersville, Georgia, and still exists today. The big sign was advertising Coke. Question number 19. The longest distance a deep water lobster has been recorded to travel is how far? And the answer I have is in miles. The longest distance a deep water lobster has been recorded to travel is how far? The longest distance a deep water lobster has traveled is 225 miles. Question number 20. The first couple to be shown on a sitcom sleeping in the same bed was who? The first couple to be shown on a sitcom sleeping in the same bed was who? And the answer is two names. first couple shown on a sitcom sleeping in the same bed was Mary Kay and Johnny. Question number 21. The Great Pyramids used to be as white as snow because they were encased in what, which has worn off over the years? The Great Pyramids used to be as white as snow because they were encased in this material, which has worn off over the years. The Great Pyramids used to be encased in a bright limestone, question number 22. What do the letters in the acronym NASCAR stand for? NASCAR stands for National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Question number 23. What is the percentage of American men who say they would marry the same woman if they had to do it all over again? What is the percentage of American men who say they would marry the same woman if they had to do it all over again? Question number 24. Paul Hunn holds the record for the loudest what, which was 118 decibels, which is as loud as a chainsaw. Paul Hunn holds the record for the loudest what, which was 118 decibels, which is as loud as a chainsaw. Paul Hunn holds the record for the loudest burp. Question number 25. A monkey was once tried and convicted for doing what in South Bend, Indiana? A monkey was once tried and convicted for doing what in South Bend, Indiana? A monkey was tried and convicted for smoking a cigarette. That's the end of the trivia questions. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep.